heart toward the Lord, don't you? Amen. And man, every one of those songs just magnify Christ and they help us. And thank God it's preaching time. Brother George, you come mind the Lord. Amen. Y'all pray. Brother Garrett be bringing the message tonight. Ask the Lord to really help him. And I trust he'll do just that. It's on, brother. You just put it on there. I love you.
Love you too, brother.
Amen. God, amen. You help him.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
I'll say this. I ain't much. But I sure have got a God that's great.
Hey! Thank the Lord.
And, I'm pulling my boots off. But listen, now, that's just me. I know we get into Scripture, and a lot of people say, yeah, we ought to pull boots. Oh, yeah, come into the house of God. We ought to come in reverencing Him.
Yeah.
I thought about this the other day and said it at the corner. Jesus, when He arose, the veil rent from top to bottom. And a lot of people, they think that the veil's gone. It's gone. But a lot of people think that it is like a dam, and all the holiness just come out. Now it's just real. It's no. God is still just as holy. That only gives us access to Him. It didn't bring Him down to us. It brought access for us to go to Him. And the Bible says that He's holy, holy, holy. Amen. I tell you what, we ought to be holy. We ought to come ready. Amen. And magnify and glorify Jesus because He's the one that saved me. Amen. If you're saved, He saved you. Amen. Let me say this. So I've been on my mind, so I've been sitting there thinking about a lot of things, and I'll get into Scripture here in a minute. I want to give you this. Listen, you're here tonight. You think back about when Samuel was just a young boy there, Eli was there, and what God done for him. Listen, real good. You're here tonight, and you hear that voice call to you. That retching on your heart, that tug, that pull, that only God can give. Now listen, you can be convicted of men, yes. Amen, but I'm glad God, listen, that goes through here. God, amen, He works, He comes down and He gets a hold of you and He changes you, amen. Now if you been changed, amen, He wants you to be holy. The Bible says, be ye holy as I'm holy. Now I'm going to preach tonight. You pray real hard for me. Because listen, I got to preach what God gives me the way He gives it to me. Amen. And listen, I thought about this. Nobody never comes to hurt. Amen. We always come to help. Amen. You ought to be here tonight to help. Amen. Not listen. You think about this. Amen. You can help those around you. Amen. By minding the Lord. When God said, listen, we've got access. I done said it. The veil's rent. We've got access to come to Him. Amen. And you know what? If God deals with your heart, you need to run to Him.
Right.
I can't listen. I'm not going home with you.
Right.
I can't change your life. Amen. Everybody, they'll say this every now and then. A preacher come walking up, they'll say, straighten up, here comes a preacher. Amen. It's too late. Amen. God done sees you. Amen. You know what? He goes home with you and He lives with you. If you're saved by the grace of God, He lives within you. Amen. So I say praise the Lord. I tell you what, I appreciate all the songs. I got to say all this. Amen. Get it off my heart. I appreciate the preaching I heard this week. Brother Delmer down at West Finners, Brother Kevin and Brother Moles over at Stockton. I'll say this. I went to Stockton two nights, heard wonderful preaching. I went down to West Finners and heard Brother Delmer preach wonderful preaching. I told him, I said, look, I said, Brother Delmer, I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to pray where the Lord wants me to go tonight, and that's where I'm going to go. Right. Well, I got up and I prayed. God didn't show me. I thought, what? You know, Lord, I want to know. I get in there and I do some things in the morning. I try and stay a little bit healthy so I can get around a little bit. It's not working much, but I try. When I do these things, I got places, things that I listen to. And so God just showed me. I turned on Brother Kevin and listened to him. God said, "Look," he said, "you can watch it, and you can also go to it." Hey, man, I got a double portion. Anybody ever want a double portion? I tell you what, if you want a double portion, you can get a double portion. Hey, man, so I tell you what, I got blessed, amen, all week long. Hey, man, but it started last Sunday night when I was here. Hey, man, I tell you what, there's two young men up here. Hey, man, listen, you say, well, preacher, it don't take much to get up there. You try it.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Now listen, now we got, this is where we're at. The young people are showing us.
Yes. Oh, brother.
Amen. Young people are using the altar. Young people singing. Young people. Hey, and you know what? Amen. We need to. Amen. We all, amen, come together. Hey, in one mind and one accord. Amen.
Yes.
And lift Christ up. Amen. So listen now. You say, don't push it off on everybody else. Amen. I've heard this, and I'll say that. I'm getting into the scripture here in a minute. But I heard this, and you think about this. People say, "I'm a prayer warrior." I say, "Praise the Lord, amen." But we all mean it. The Bible says all men, we ought to pray always. Amen. We all ought to pray. Amen. We all ought to be prayer warriors. Amen. But I tell you what I want. I want some warriors. Amen. God said, "Be a good soldier." Amen. You know what a good soldier does? He takes orders, amen. Where does he take them from? He takes them from headquarters, amen. They come down, amen. I tell you what, through the word of God, and he shows us, amen. I tell you what, it's good to be here tonight. You got your Bible turned to Ephesians chapter number 6. We'll read one verse. We'll preach until God gets done with us. And you pray for me real hard that I'll quit when it gets done.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Listen, when it gets good, I don't want to get out.
Right. Right.
Amen. All right, we're all there. Say amen.
Yes.
All right, verse 10. Verse 10. Chapter 6 of Ephesians, verse 10. It said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Let's pray again. Heavenly Father, God, as we come to you, Lord, we have nothing, we are nothing, and we can do nothing. God, tonight, we need your help, God, Lord. You know us, God. You know how, Lord, we are, God. We pray to your Heavenly Father for strength and guidance, God. But we need the words, God, that'll be pleasing unto thee, God. We ask your Heavenly Father, let the Spirit of God move through each heart, in each life, God, tonight, Lord. I'm praying for those that are closest to hell, God. Send conviction down upon them, God, that they can see where they're at, God. Draw them to an altar of repentance, God. Let them come to you, Lord, for it's everlasting too late. I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ, God. We all need help, God. We want a closer walk. We sing about a closer walk, God. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, help us, God, have that closer walk with thee. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, you just have your blessed way tonight. We'll praise you, Lord, for all that's done. We love you, Lord. We pray. Search us, know us, draw us close is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Listen, like I said, I'm going to preach the way God gives it to me. I got to thinking about, you can't see it, but there's an outlet right here.
Right.
Amen. Now, I'm going to preach tonight. I'm not going to preach on being strong, amen, but there's a whole message right there. Amen. I tell you what, we think that we've got to have scripture and scripture. Well, I tell you what, God gets enough across with one scripture, one verse, amen, can save the world.
Sure.
Amen. But let me get back to this. He said, "Finally, my brethren," amen. I want you to look at, you go back, you read what he's been talking about. Now he gets down to here. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord." Amen. And he said, here, no wonder I'm having such a hard time. Amen. I'm getting old. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes we just need to get a good, clear picture.
Ah.
Amen. Yeah. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. So I want to preach tonight on the power of his might. Amen. Now there ain't no power. Listen, there ain't no power in that plug. You say, preacher, if you plug something into it, you'll get some power. Yeah, there, you get some power out of it, amen. But if you take that, amen, by itself, amen, there's no power. I've got no power in myself, amen. There's nothing I can do, amen. But I tell you what, amen, when I get hooked up, amen, when you get hooked up, amen, with God, amen, there's great power that comes through. Amen. But I want you to think about this now, and I'm going to use some crude illustrations about how good God is. Amen. I want you to think about this. Amen. The power. Amen. Where's this? Listen. This runs. This junction goes back to the breaker box.
Right.
Amen. But there ain't no power in the breaker box.
Right.
Amen. You go out to the meter. Amen. There ain't no power in the meter.
Right.
Amen. You got to climb the pole. Amen. You got to get on some wood. Amen. I tell you what. And there's a light. There's a prayer bell. Amen. That you can follow back. Amen. I tell you what. The power comes from on high. Amen. Now you know what? Listen. You take people back before there was power everywhere. And one person in the neighborhood got power. You know what everybody else wanted? They wanted some power. I tell you, we need people to get a, I tell you, a hold of God that wants some power. Amen. You said, why, preacher? Because everybody around them will see the power of God. Amen. Now listen, they see their house, but they ain't got the power. Amen. The power is coming from God. The power comes from the power station. Amen. Now come down, amen, to us, amen. And I thought about this as I was thinking about all that God had in his power. But you go, amen, and you go back to the power station. You leave there following the line. Amen.
Yes.
Now listen, this is a light into my path and a lamp into my pathway. But you get down there from the station. You start following that line. You'll come across mountains. Amen. You'll go through valleys.
Yes.
Amen. And you know what they do? Now listen. This ain't the power doesn't always come by the side of the road. No. It ain't always easy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's not always easy. Amen. I tell you what. Sometimes, amen, there's some work to it. Because you go down, and you can go down west, down toward West Sprinters, down there toward where Nathaniel lives. How you look up that mountain, amen, there's rocks, there's hills, there's all kinds of things. Amen. But you know what you can do? You can look up that power line, and they've cleared it on this side, and they've cleared it on this side, amen, to keep the power flowing.
Yes.
Amen. You know what? A lot of things need to be just cleared out of the way.
Hey,
man, listen. Listen, now don't get mad at me.
Preach.
Hey, man. Ball get in the way.
Right.
Clear it out.
Right.
Hey, man.
Hey,
man. I tell you what, your job get in the way. Hey, man. You say, preacher, I got to provide for my family.
Go ahead, brother.
Let me tell you something. God provides everything for us. Say, preacher, I'm just going to quit my job. Amen. I tell you what, you better not do. Amen. You better, look, there's too many people on spiritual welfare already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. We need to have the power of God. We need to follow. And I tell you what, a lot of people, amen, they're working overtime just to have things of the world.
Right.
Amen. We don't need things of the world.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, listen, we don't need them.
Right.
All that's going to do is bring us down. What it does, amen, is it falls across the power line. You know what happens when it falls, when that trillium falls across the power line? Hey, I tell you what, that's exactly right. I'm not an electrician, amen. I don't even work for the power company, but I know the power, amen. Amen. But I tell you what, you say, well, preacher, it's all clear. Now, let me say this. They don't show up to your door and just give you power. Amen. You got to ask for it. Woo! Amen. You got to ask for it. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you what, when you ask for it, he's ready to give it to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, brother.
I tell you what, amen. You go and you put your request in. You know what? We've gotten far away from giving any request. Hey, man, preacher, stand up. Say, anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, brother. And then we just listen. I'm not trying to get on anybody.
Preach.
Amen. But it ain't this. It shouldn't be. There ought to be enough room for everybody.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. We're in this thing. We're in this thing together. One mind and one accord.
Yes.
Amen. You know what happens when you get in one mind and one accord? Things start with people start getting saved. Amen. How about I tell you what? They'll bring that power line to you, and they'll hook you up. Amen. Now, if you've been born again, you've got the power hooked up. Amen. Do you know what they send every day? Listen. Now, God's not sending you a bill. He's giving you opportunity. Amen. But I tell you what, amen, there's some work to it.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't say work to get the power hooked up.
Right.
Amen. You know what they do? They come. The power company comes. Amen. And they set the poles. Amen. They direct the line. You don't tell them where you want the line. You don't tell them how you want it. I tell you what, there's too many people switching up Bibles. Amen. Well, they've got the wrong power. They want it their way. Amen. I tell you what they'll do. They'll bring the power to your house. Amen. And they'll hook it up. Now, God, if he saved your soul, you're hooked up.
Right.
Amen. But then you read a little bit. There you'll find out in Ephesians chapter 2. Hey, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. You're not saved by your works. Amen. But I tell you what you are. You're created unto good works.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what the judgment seat's for, right?
Oh, yes.
Amen. God's still holy.
Oh, yes.
Just because he's given us access, amen, he fills our hearts and he loves us, he's still holy. I'll tell you about this man, this rich young ruler. Jesus loved him.
Right, brother. Right.
But his love did not overstep his holiness.
That's true.
Amen. God's going to be holy.
Amen.
Above all.
Yep.
Amen.
You're right.
I tell you what, though. Let me get back to this. Amen. They bring the power. They hook it up.
Yep.
Amen. Listen, if I was in charge of my salvation, it'd be mixed up bunch. Amen.
Yep.
But God, amen, give it to me. And he took it and hooked it up.
Yeah.
You know why? You know why I'm not the same anymore? Because he changed me.
Yeah.
I was in darkness with no power.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, the light came on, amen. He opened my eyes, amen. He hooked me up. Is it good over here? Amen. God's real good. Amen. I want you to think about this now. We see that the power is hooked up, so you're saved by the grace of God. Now listen, if you're not saved by the grace of God, God shows you. He wants to give you that gift. All you have to do is listen for that God tugging on you. You're here tonight, listen. It's not in what I want. Amen. I want everybody to be saved. The mind of Christ is we ought to want everybody to be saved.
Yes, sir.
My enemy, I want Joe Biden to be saved.
Right. Sure,
brother. Amen.
Yeah.
It'd have been a lot better if we'd elected people that was already saved.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Now listen, that goes from our courthouse all the way. Amen.
Yeah.
You want good people in the courthouse. Make sure they're saved.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I tell you what, when God's in power, when godly people are in power, there's peace.
Yeah. Sure,
but when the wicked, I tell you, when they're in charge, there ain't no peace.
Right.
Amen. Let me get back to this. Amen. We see, amen, that he hooks it up. Amen. Then the wires is already run. Everything's already fixed. You know what Jesus said when he was on the cross? Amen. Finished. Amen. It's finished. Amen. I tell you what, you ain't got no part in it. It's finished. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, if I was in charge of wiring up my house, amen, it'd probably catch on fire. Amen. If I was in charge, I tell you what, of saving myself, I'd die and be in the fire. I got a Savior, amen, that loves me. Amen, it's all finished. Amen, but they turn the power on, it runs to the breaker box, and it runs through all these outlets, all these lights. Amen, but if something messes up, that breaker will flip.
Yeah, brother.
Amen. How many of us have come to church in the dark? The breaker's been flipped.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what the problem is? You just need to go to the breaker box. Amen. You know, we need to be broke sometimes.
Yeah.
Amen. And go to the breaker box and get some things back in order.
Yeah.
Amen. Because when God's in charge, amen, everything is going good.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, I've had hard times in my life. Yeah, but the preacher said it the other night. He said, everything that happens to you is for our good and His glory.
That's right.
Amen. I tell you what, amen, God, we find that the power is turned on. Amen. Now listen, if you don't flip the light switch, nothing comes on. Amen. We've got the light.
Yep.
Amen. We don't never get into it. We don't never put it in here. We don't never read it. Amen. I tell you what, most of the time we're sitting in the dark.
Yeah.
Amen. God wants you sitting in the dark? No, He doesn't. That's why He give us this. Amen. 66 books, amen, to help you not sit in the dark. But He went a little further than that. He gave you good preacher. He gave you good pastor, amen. He gives you, I tell you what, good singing. Amen. You know what all that does? Amen. That's helping you understand. Amen. All it takes is to get a hold of the power. Amen. Now, there's some, they sing because they got a hold of the power. But they didn't listen. We talked about it the other day at a birthday party. Preachers come in, they throw the book, they preach from that. I tell you what, they ain't got no power in that. Amen. Now listen. God can do that.
Sure He can.
He can change my mind. He can change Brother Kevin's mind on a coin flip. Amen. He come in here, already have the message, get up behind the pulpit. And God say, no, I want you to preach this. But I guarantee you this. I guarantee you that there's a lot of studying going on through all the scriptures. Amen. God's not throwing you out. He's not going to throw us out in a boat, amen, with a life preserver trying not to do it on our own. Amen. What He does, amen, is He gives us all 66 books, gives us the whole counsel of God.
Yes.
Amen. I tell you what, you know what He's given you? You know, you say, preacher, that's for the preachers. No, that's for you.
Everybody.
Amen. God wants you, amen. I tell you what, if Christian, listen, let me back up there. Amen, because they were called Christians at Antioch first because they were Christ-like.
Right.
There are a lot of people that saved, amen, they ain't Christian.
Right.
Amen.
True.
I tell you what we need. You say, preacher, how can I be a Christian? Well, you got to be Christ-like.
Yeah.
You say, well, I'm going to fail. Sure you are, amen. That's why Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
Amen. When was the last time you messed up?
Amen.
Well, I'll get it fixed in my prayer closet. Amen. I tell you what you do. You get it fixed when God says get it fixed. Amen. Everybody wants to, oh God, I want to do it this way. I want to do it that way. No, you do it God's way. Amen. Sometimes God wants you to get up and pray at the altar just for your neighbor. Just for the one sitting beside you. Just because, amen, they see it's a struggle for you to get up there. Amen. It's real easy, listen, it's real easy to pray in your seat.
Go ahead, preacher.
Yep.
It's real easy, amen, to come to church and not say a word.
Yep.
Amen. You ever seen them dimmer switches? A lot of people's on dim.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, power's hooked up and they got a little bit turned on.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what, listen.
Yes.
I'm going to go here. Me and my boy was working on some, and I said, I'm not an electrician, and I'm not. But when you send somebody to the breaker box, make sure they flip the right breaker.
Oh,
amen. But I tell you what, how you think about this. Now, you get a hold of 110, it'll stir you up. Amen. Amen. You know, we come to church and we sit in a heavenly place. Amen. God stirs us up. Hey, and you know what? It feels good. Hey, it tingles us. It helps us. Amen. And now listen, electricity, don't be playing with electricity. Amen. I'll say this. We've got too many people playing with it. The power of God. Amen. They're not serious about it. Amen. They're either in it for the money or the prestige. Oh, or something, amen, that somebody will see them and pat them on the back. Jesus said they got their reward. Amen. I'm not looking for that, amen. How about I tell you what? You get a hold of 110 and it'll tingle you, it'll move you. Amen. You know what? A lot of people, that they need to be getting a hold of something that moves them. Amen. But you know what? God wants us now. There's a 220 or 220, and then there's three phase. Amen. Now, you know what God really wants us to get a hold of?
Yeah, brother.
The power of God.
Yeah.
The three phase. Say, preacher, that'll kill us. That's what he wants. He wants the world killed out of you.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
He wants you to be dead to the world and alive in him.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what, when we get a hold of what God's really got, amen. When we really get a hold of it, amen, they'll be shouting, they'll be running, amen.
Sure.
Listen, when the blind man got his sight back, amen, when the crippled man got healed, amen, I tell you what, you find it in the scriptures, amen, they've changed.
Yep.
There's also a change about them.
Right.
Amen, they wasn't no more longer just sitting.
Yes.
Too many people coming and sitting and begging. Amen. Brother Richard, inheritance. I guess it's Saturday night. Amen. And I got to thinking about this. You know, a lot of people, naturally speaking, an inheritance, people, if there's more than one in it, then it gets divided.
Right. What about that?
Amen. God's not dividing his inheritance. Right. He's got just as much for me as he's got for you.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. I tell you what he wants to do. He wants you to not just have an inheritance there.
Right.
Jesus came that you could have life and have it more abundantly. He wants you. Now listen, that's not abundance of the world. That's abundance of the Spirit of God. Amen. We need to, I tell you what, understand that God wants us. Amen. To be dead to the world.
Yes.
Amen. You say, preacher, how can we be dead and let our light shine? Just like them people that were changed. Amen. I mentioned in the scripture, the blind man. He said, I once was blind. He said, but now I see. You know where he went? They took him to the religious people.
Oh, yeah.
He said, who's Jesus? Amen. He said, listen, you don't have to know a lot to be saved. Praise God for that.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what, I was sitting in the dark place. Amen. And except the light shined into me, I'd have still been sitting there. Praise be to the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he's the one that done it. But I tell you what, they took him. He said, this one thing I know. He said, I was blind. Now I see. You know what he wasn't trying to do? I'm not trying to convince. Brother Kevin's not trying to convince me he's saved. I'm not trying to convince him I'm saved. Amen. I'm telling you about the one that's got the power. I once was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
You know how I know? Because I got it, amen. How do you know, amen? Well, the preacher doesn't give it to you. Joining the church won't give it to you. Being baptized won't give it to you. Amen. And listen, all them things are good in the order. Amen. If you get them out of order, amen, you're a mixed up, messed up bunch, amen. People they'll try and do good works to get saved. Amen. God done seen you. He done seen me at my worst when he saved me.
Right. That's right.
Amen. You say, preacher, when you got saved, you didn't know things was going to happen and it was bad on you. God seen me at my worst. This is God's eternal. My life is but a vapor. He's already at the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know who's at the end of Revelation 22, right?
Yeah.
He's already there. Amen. But he was there at the beginning, too. And I'll say this, I can't comprehend it, and I'm going to say it. He's there now. Because there's no time with God. He's eternal. But what is life? It's but a vapor. Have you got a hold of the power? Say, preacher, I'm saved by the grace of God. I say, praise the Lord. Amen. Now, is it on? Is it plugged in? Amen. Listen, your house could be fully wired. Amen. And think about this. I'm going to use this as a crude example. You go back to watching, I like the good old TV shows when I watch the Beverly Hillbillies. And think about this. Granny's putting wood in a stove that's already got the power to it.
Right.
Amen. You know what we're doing? We're sitting in the dark using trying to do it our way. Amen. Instead of learning about the power. Bible says this, I'm coming to a close. Bible says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know what he's wanting you to do? He's wanting you to move up.
Yes.
He's wanting you to go to the nursing home. He's wanting you to go to the jail. He's wanting you to step out and go door knocking.
Yep.
Amen. Yep. You say, preacher, we already got that here. I say, praise the Lord. Amen. That's what a church is supposed to be doing.
Yep.
Right. Amen. But listen, you can either be a part of the church or a participator in the church. Amen. And listen, you, and I'll get accused of being mean. Amen. But that's all right.
Go ahead.
I tell you what,
if you're
sitting and not taking part in anything, you say, well, I'm praying. Amen. Let me tell you something. God moves on prayers. He'll move you. Amen. Listen, David was a little ruddy boy back in the backside of the desert, amen, watching the, and listen, David already had great victories there.
Right.
God already prepared him. You've been here long enough. Now, I'm not saying that if you're a new convert, you can't jump out. You can't be in the fight. You've got to be trained.
Yes, brother.
My mind goes back to military thinking, amen. They don't take greenhorns and throw them on the front lines. They train them. Amen. You know what's going on here when these young people get up here? They're being trained. When they're took, amen, out, amen, and maybe to the nursing home or out visiting, amen. You know what they're getting? They're getting training.
Right.
Amen. You know what that is going to do? That's going to make them stronger.
Right.
Amen. Let me say this. I said I was coming to close. I am. Amen. You growed up enough, you're mature enough in God, and you're not doing nothing. That's like being in a boat with an oar in your hand and letting everybody else paddle. Amen. It's not the preacher's job to do it all. Amen. And it's not just a few on the front row's job to do it all. Amen. Everybody has got a place in God's perfect, I tell you what, his perfect will is, he's got a place for you.
Yeah, sure he does.
Now, are you looking for it?
Oh, brother.
Amen. Let me tell you where you can find it. You can find it in the power. Amen.
Good preaching.
And listen, you say, preacher, I can't do that. God gives you the power.
Yeah, brother.
Amen. He's not going to put on you more than you're able to bear. Amen. He's going to give you the power.
Sure he will.
Amen. Tonight, amen. I said I was done. I'm putting my boots on. Amen. And I'll say this tonight. If you're lost, you're not hooked up yet. Doesn't matter how many, listen, if this church wasn't hooked up, wouldn't matter how many times you flipped the switch on the lights, you would not get no light. You've got to be hooked up. Amen. And he hooks you up. Now listen, they tried this. They even told Jesus they had their way. All the Pharisees and the Sadducees and they had what they wanted. Amen. That's what put him on the cross. I like what, and I'll say this, Brother Kevin was mentioning Brother Randy. He was over at Revival over at Black Creek. We got to go over there. and be with them there. Wonderful man of God, I appreciate him.
Sure, me too.
I'm glad to hear, amen, that there's some more hooked up.
Right.
Amen,
yeah.
That they got the power, amen. Yeah. Let me say this, I'm going to come to a close. God's telling me to hush, I'm going to hush. If you ain't hooked up, God wants you to hook yeah. you up. But if you are hooked up, amen, you need to move forward.
Yeah, brother.
Amen. I'm not trying to put you in a situation you can't handle, because God can handle every situation.
Right.
Amen. But it's not just a few.
Yes.
He wants us all. When they come together in one mind and one accord, listen, Jamestown could lose a liquor store.
Right.
And we get in one mind and one accord.
Amen.
Oh, preacher, we couldn't do that. Yeah, we could.
Right. Sure.
Through the power of God.
Right.
And his might.
Yep.
Amen.
Good stuff.
Amen. I'm done tonight, brother. You come on. I appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. I'm just gonna let you close out however you see fit. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate the liberty.
Amen. Amen.